And put out complaining about the dust.
Good morning.
And they were complaining about the dust?
Yes.
Oh, they wanted the salt.
Yeah.
Good morning. Welcome to the June 23rd meeting of the Steuben County Legislature. We'll start by having the clerk call the roll.
Mrs. Fertella.
Here.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Here.
Mr. Hannah.
Here.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mr. Cool.
Here.
Mrs. Lando.
Here.
Mrs. Logston.
Here.
Mrs. Lozo.
Here.
Mr. Nichols. Mr. Pelham.
Here.
Mr. Potter.
Here.
Mr. Shu.
Here.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Here.
Mr. Thu.
Here.
Mr. Tobia.
Here.
Mr. Van Castle.
Here.
Mr. Vanette.
Here.
Thank you so much. We'll start with the invocation by Legislator Thru and have Wendy Lozo lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Father God, we just come before you. We just thank you for this beautiful warm weather. We just pray that you will increase the growth of all of our crops in the county as we've had so much rain. We just thank you for this break from that. We just pray that you give us wisdom in this time of deliberation and secure peace for our country. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. All right, certificates of appreciation. Okay.
Jessica Barros.
Good morning.
Good morning.
On behalf of the Bend County Legislature, we would like to thank you and commend you for 20 years of service to Steuben County. Thank you so much.
Whoa. Thank you.
Christopher Bose.
Morning all.
Morning.
Morning.
How are you?
On behalf of the Steuben County Legislature, we would like to thank you and commend you for 25 years of service to Steuben County. Thank you so much.
Kelly Monroy.
Get it upside down, that's why I can't open it. Good morning.
Good morning.
On behalf of the Steuben County Legislature, we would like to thank you and commend you for 20 years of service to Steuben County. Thank you.
We did have three people that couldn't join us today. Terry Galton from IT, 10 years of service. Timothy Leonard, Public Works, 25 years of service. And Janice Caparulo from IT, 35 years of service.
Oh, wow.
All right, comments by members of the public. We'll start, Mr. Sprague. If you would step up to the microphone, tell us your name, where you're from, and you have 3 minutes. You are very welcome.
I appreciate this opportunity. I'd like to say good morning. Let you know that I was born in a building about a block away from here, so you can figure out how long ago that was. I returned to Bath just about 3 years ago, after almost 50 years in Washington. And I will start out right now by saying that if there are questions, please speak up. I've had all the wrong careers, obviously, and you can tell by the partial ear that I actually work for three members of Congress in Washington. Yes, they will talk your ear off. I'm here this morning, and pardon me for reading. I want to be precise about this. I'm here this morning to ask this legislature to take a bold step to give Steuben County residents a much stronger role in their governance. I'm asking you to amend Article 3 of the County Charter to replace appointment of a county manager with the election of a county executive. Steuben voters were not afforded a choice of elected or appointed administrators when the charter was approved in 2013. In these past months, this county has been publicly embarrassed by a series of events that simply should not have happened. A scathing Supreme Court decision clearly recounts both political intrigue and breaches of professional ethics. While it's easy to blame individuals for these events, I believe they are symptoms of a systemic flaw in the structure of the county government. Adoption of a charter strengthened home rule and self-determination for Steuben County. But of the 23 New York counties which have adopted charters, 18 have chosen elected executives as the chief county administrator. Those 18 counties now have clear divisions between administrators and lawmakers. While the elected choice may not always be ideal, residents are assured that they have the right to reverse that choice at the very next election. They also have a system with greater transparency and far fewer opportunities for political chicanery. The Supreme Court decision shines a glaring spotlight on the vulnerabilities of a system lacking the classic checks and balances separating executive and legislative roles. I think it's time to fix that. I ask you now to amend the charter by a vote of this body. To date, it's been changed at least three times, each to lengthen the term limits of each of you here, but without a permissive referendum the charter offers. But if you question the value of the change I bring before you, I urge you to place this amendment on the next available ballot, this year if possible. I'm happy to meet with any committee or commission of this legislature to answer any questions you might have and to share my own county charter research done, believe it or not, 50 years ago when Chemung County adopted its charter. I thank you. Manager Wheeler, Chairman Fitzpatrick both have my contact information, and I will leave copies of my statement for each of you. I would encourage an active discussion. And again, if you have questions, please shout, because I've had four careers, and none of them led to better hearing.
This is not a time for questions, but thank you for your comments, and we will share your statement with all of the legislators.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Mike Krill. Please go ahead and restate your name, where you're from.
Okay. My name is, good morning, by the way. My name is Mike Krill, and I live at 7554 Irish Hill Road in the village of Savona. Just to give you a little bit of my background, I moved to Steuben County about 3 years ago permanently. We owned land here for about 20. I retired as a career fire chief from a city in Pennsylvania. And even though I retired, I guess emergency services is still in my blood. And I'm very concerned about the emergency services and impacts of large-scale emergencies within the county. My real concern today is FEMA. And FEMA, it's been stated just recently in the last 2 weeks that FEMA's end date is going to be after November 30th of this year. They're going to go through the hurricane season, And then they're going to work on closing the doors, apparently as soon as possible. And I'm not here to argue whether our disaster response should be focused from the federal government or from the state government. It really doesn't matter to me. But my concern is November 30th is only 5 months away. There is no possible way that we can transition from a federally run FEMA to some state-run entity. I would assume Department of Homeland Security, but those responsibilities and that funding is immense. I want to disclose that I did also work for FEMA on a part-time stand on a standby basis in their search and rescue response teams. So I know what happens on the emergency scenes and large-scale disasters. I've been to them all over the country. And my concern is that with this dissolution, all downstream government will suffer. The state will suffer. The local government will suffer here in Steuben County. Without FEMA, we won't have an ability to recover from our disasters. If FEMA goes away and the state isn't prepared to take over, we will be one emergency away from financial disaster in the county. Okay, because there'll be no more funding from the outside to cover infrastructure issues, to cover personal losses, to administer things like flood insurance and keeping up with the flood mapping. I'm not just here to ask you to do something. I tried to do something myself. And what I did was I contacted Senator Schumer, Senator Gildibrand, Governor Hochul, Senator O'Mara, Representative Palmisano, and Representative Langworthy. The only response I got was from Representative Langworthy's office. His deputy chief of staff actually called me. And what I suggested to all of them is they need to meet with the emergency service directors of not only Steuben County, but of all the counties in the 23rd district. The reason being is there's a lot of unanswered questions. So what I'm here to ask is that the county and all of you as individuals, please contact our representatives and urge them to meet with the people that know what the needs are, and that's our Director of Emergency Services. And by the way, I've met with your director. He is the best. I've asked him some hard questions, and he's always had the right answers. So I'd like to thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. All right, moving along, I'll entertain a motion to adopt the minutes of the previous meeting.
So moved, Potter.
We have a second.
Second, Tobia.
Are there any additions or corrections? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Carries. Are there any reports of standing committees? Reports of special committees? Reports of county officers? Any announcements? Mr. Pelham.
I received this via email just this morning. The Steuben County Agricultural Society held a jackpot livestock show over the weekend at the fairgrounds. They had 428 entries, bringing competitors from as far away as Dutchess in Erie County, New York, Southern Pennsylvania, and Northeastern Ohio. The show was well received by those who attended, and the Ag Society plans to make this an annual event. Next year's show will be held June 20th and 21st. So they're definitely doing a good job over there bringing agritourism into the area.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Any other announcements? All right, let's move right into the general orders of the day. Would the clerk please read Resolution 1?
Presented by Ms. Fitzpatrick, receiving and accepting the June 23, 2025 communications log as prepared by the Steuben County Manager's Office.
Second, Thu.
Are there any questions? This is by acclamation. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion 1 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 2?
Presented by Mr. Potter and Mr. Van Etten, authorizing and directing the Commissioner of Finance to close Public Works Fire Suppression Capital Project and transfer proceeds to Public Works Fueling System Capital Project.
Second, Ferratello.
Are there any questions? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Pelham?
Yes.
Mr. Potter?
Yes.
Mr. Shue?
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer?
Yes.
Mr. Thu?
Yes.
Mr. Tobia?
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle?
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten?
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella?
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Hanna?
Yes.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Mr. Cool?
Yes.
Mrs. Lando?
Yes.
Mrs. Logston?
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo?
Yes. Okay. Resolution 2 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 3?
Presented by Mr. Potter and Mr. Van Etten, authorizing and directing the Commissioner of Finance to close various public works capital projects and transfer proceeds to public works shop renovations capital projects.
Second.
Are there any questions? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Potter?
Yes.
Mr. Shue?
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer?
Yes.
Mr. Thu?
Yes.
Mr. Tobia?
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle?
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten?
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella?
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Hanna?
Yes.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Mr. Cool?
Yes.
Mrs. Lando?
Yes.
Mrs. Logston?
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo?
Yes. Resolution 3 carries. Will the clerk please?
I did.
Mr. Pelham is yes.
Mr. Pelham is yes. Thank you.
I'll keep my comments to myself. Please read Resolution 4.
Presented by Mr. Potter. Authorizing the Commissioner of Finance to allocate 2025-2026 Consolidated Highway Improvement Program CHIPS funding to various road improvement projects.
Second.
Are there any questions? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Shue?
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer?
Yes.
Mr. Thu?
Yes.
Mr. Tobia?
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle?
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten?
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella?
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Hanna?
Yes.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Mr. Cool?
Yes.
Mrs. Lando?
Yes.
Mrs. Logston?
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo?
Yes.
Mr. Pelham?
Yes.
Mr. Potter?
Yes.
Passes. Resolution 4 carries along with Nick's vote. Will the clerk please read Resolution 5?
Presented by Mr. Potter. Authorizing an agreement with U.S. Venture, Inc., DBA U.S. Energy, for the sale of carbon offset credits.
Second, Pelham.
Are there any questions? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Swackhammer?
Yes.
Mr. Thu?
Yes.
Mr. Tobia?
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle?
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten?
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella?
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Hanna?
Yes.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Mr. Cool?
Yes.
Mrs. Lando?
Yes.
Mrs. Logston?
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo?
Yes.
Mr. Pelham?
Yes.
Mr. Potter?
Yes.
Mr. Shue?
Yes.
Resolution 5 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 6?
Presented by Mr. Hanna and Mr. Van Etten. Consenting to the proposed pilot agreement and pilot payment distribution provided by the Steuben County Industrial Development Agency in connection with the Prattsburg Wind Project.
I'll second.
Are there any questions?
I do have one question.
Mr. Thu.
Are all the townships on board with the allocation? Have we gotten the...
Okay. I have not heard any opposition. I can check with Jamie to see exactly what those conversations. I think everyone's in different phase of review and approval, but like the last one, we have not heard that anyone's opposed.
Does this supersede any of like the town's agreements with the company in terms of if they do like pilots for them as well?
So it would supersede any pilot payment, but that in most towns outside of like the city of Hornell or town of Irwin, that would have to go through the county IDA anyhow, but it would not supersede if they had a separate community or host community agreement.
Host community agreement, yep, right. No. But this doesn't supersede separate. Any of those. Okay, I think most of the towns that I'm dealing with have the host community agreement separate from the thing. Okay, yep. Good.
Any other questions? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Thu?
Yes.
Mr. Tobia?
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle?
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten?
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella?
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Hanna?
Yes.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Mr. Cool?
Yes.
Mrs. Lando?
Yes.
Mrs. Logston?
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo?
Yes.
Mr. Pelham?
Yes.
Mr. Potter?
Yes.
Mr. Shue?
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer?
Yes.
Resolution 6 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 7?
Presented by Mr. Hanna and Mr. Van Etten, authorizing an intermunicipal agreement for the SWIMS program and appropriating funds for implementation.
Second. Are there any questions? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Tobia?
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle?
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten?
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella?
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Hanna?
Yes.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Mr. Cool?
Yes.
Mrs. Lando?
Yes.
Mrs. Logston?
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo?
Yes.
Mr. Pelham?
Yes.
Mr. Potter?
Yes.
Mr. Shue?
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer?
Yes.
Mr. Thu?
Yes.
Resolution 7 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 8?
Presented by Mr. Horton, authorizing an intermunicipal agreement transferring ownership of K9 Jack to the Village of Bath.
Second, Tobia.
Are there any questions? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Van Castle?
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten?
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella?
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Hanna?
Yes.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Mr. Cool?
Yes.
Mrs. Lando?
Yes.
Mrs. Logston?
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo?
Yes.
Mr. Pelham?
Yes.
Mr. Potter?
Yes.
Mr. Shue?
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer?
Yes.
Mr. Thu?
Yes.
Mr. Tobia?
Yes.
Resolution 8 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 9?
Presented by Mr. Horton, authorizing a memorandum of agreement with United States Immigration and Customs Enforcement, a component of the Department of Homeland Security for warrant service and task force.
Second, Thu.
Are there any questions? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Van Etten?
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella?
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Hanna?
Yes.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Mr. Cool?
Yes.
Mrs. Lando?
No.
Mrs. Logston?
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo?
Yes.
Mr. Pelham?
Yes.
Mr. Potter?
Yes.
Mr. Shue?
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer?
Yes.
Mr. Thu?
Yes.
Mr. Tobia?
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle?
Yes.
Resolution 9 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 10?
Send him to your backyard, Hilda.
Presented by Mr. Horton, authorizing a contract with Motorola Solutions for the Canisteo full site project.
Second, Thu.
Are there any questions? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Ferratella?
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Hanna?
Yes.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Mr. Cool?
Yes.
Mrs. Lando?
Yes.
Mrs. Logston?
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo?
Yes.
Mr. Pelham?
Yes.
Mr. Potter?
Yes.
Mr. Shue?
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer?
Yes.
Mr. Thu?
Yes.
Mr. Tobia?
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle?
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten?
Yes.
Carries. Resolution 10 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 11?
Presented by Mr. Horton and Mr. Shue, reclassifying one vacant senior typist position, CSEA grade F, to paralegal assistant, CSEA grade J, within the Office of the District Attorney.
Second. Are there any questions? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Hanna?
Yes.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Mr. Cool?
Yes.
Mrs. Lando?
Yes.
Mrs. Logston?
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo?
Yes.
Mr. Pelham?
Yes.
Mr. Potter?
Yes.
Mr. Shue?
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer?
Yes.
Mr. Thu?
Yes.
Mr. Tobia?
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle?
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten?
Yes.
And Mrs. Ferratella?
Yes.
Carried.
Resolution 11 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 12?
Presented by Mr. Horton and Mr. Shue, creating one full-time case manager position, CSEA grade L, within the Office of the Public Defender.
Second.
Thank you. Are there any questions?
Can we combine 12 to 17 since they're all creating positions?
I'll second that.
And
we're reading.
and waive the reading.
There you go.
Thank you.
Usually the creates, I don't.
Good job.
Reclassifying, I usually.
So we have a motion and a second to combine items 12 through 17 and waive the reading. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. So now the persons who made the motion and the second, are they willing to have that for items 12 through 17? Did you?
Yes.
Okay. So will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Hanna?
Yes.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Mr. Cool?
Yes.
Mrs. Lando?
Yes.
Mrs. Logson?
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo?
Yes.
Mr. Pelham?
Yes.
Mr. Potter?
Yes.
Mr. Shue?
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer?
Yes.
Mr. Thute?
Yes.
Mr. Tobia?
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle?
Yes.
Mr. Vanetten?
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella?
Yeah.
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes. Resolutions 12 through 17, carry. Yay. Jack?
Nothing else for open session. We are in need of an executive session relative to litigation.
Second, Potter.
One moment. Hilda has a question.
No, I just wanted to say thank you to the Farm Bureau and the farmers here today who are here, and to Cornell Cooperative Extension for doing what they've done. It's always good to hear from the farmers to understand what's really going on.
Agree 100%.
Yeah.
All right, we have a motion and a second to go into executive session for litigation. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? We are in executive session. All right, we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, we are out of executive session. Oh, wait, guys, before we adjourn, the Office for the Aging has left bags up here up front. For anyone who would like one, please come up and take one. They're right beside Amanda.
Show what they are, though. What are the bags? What does it say?
Do I have to read it?
I gotta put my glasses back. At
the top. The veggie van.
Yeah.
Food, stronger seniors, safer communities. There's no veggies in here, though, by the way.
We're over there.
Right, we got a motion and a second.
There's over there. Loading. Load them up.
Any opposed? We are adjourned.